Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. In the midst of rehearsals for the opening of Westchester Furioso in Meredith, New Hampshire, Harry, Pop, and Calvin, along with Greg Marlowe, discover that Mary seemed to be missing. Now, as rehearsals come to a halt, we see our friends on the stage of the town hall, and we hear Greg say...
All right, I guess that should do it for today. I think we can all go back to the hotel. I think I'll take a run downtown and report to the police that these spooks here are interrupting our rehearsal at the theater, and also report that Mary's missing.
Well, I thought maybe I'd grab a cab and drive around town. Maybe I'd spot her someplace.
Well, I'll go along with you, Harry.
Well, I will, too. I don't want to go back to the hotel.
I don't.
I'm full of the old vim and vigor.
Well, it's town isn't too big. We should be able to...
Yeah.
What a beautiful day.
Don't see any cabs, you?
Well, you have to wait a while.
Hey,
Cab!
You!
He sees us. Okay, Greg, you're going back to the police department.
I'll see you later.
All right.
So long, guys. Okay, Cabby,
let's get in.
Why not? Let's open the door here and get into this cab. There we are.
Huh?
Where to?
Why, we just want to cruise around town, ma'am, and we're looking for... My wife.
Look.
What?
Look at the cab driver.
I didn't get a look at his face when we got in.
Where to, boys?
Well, we just want to drive around town for a bit, Gabby, so we can have a chance to find my wife, maybe, if she's walking around somewhere.
Well, that could be pretty expensive if you just want me to ride around town with you.
Hey, Harry.
That old meter will run up like...
Harry.
Like nobody's business.
What is it, Bob?
You notice anything familiar about that boy?
Tell you what I'll do. I'll take your run out.
No, I don't believe so.
Jump. I'll go out this way. Then I'll cut back by the river road.
All right.
And then we'll go over, across the railroad tracks into the factory area. And
hey, Harry.
What?
Keep your eyes peeled for whoever you're looking for.
Heard that voice somewhere before?
No, as I said, I can't place it to Pop. How about you, Calvin?
Well, from here it looks like Mary, but that's silly, right?
Like Mary?
Yeah.
Driving a taxi cab?
Driver, you a native of Meredith here? No, I don't know where I all came from. I just been driving a cab for a few days.
Sure sounds like Mary's voice. Well, now...
There you are.
You mean we've seen the whole town?
That's pretty much it, I guess, huh?
I didn't even see the dump area.
This isn't exactly L.A., you know.
Well, no, but there's more than one street.
So long, sport. See you in town.
I swear, that's a familiar voice.
You know what?
What?
She didn't even ask for money.
You're right.
How are you going to die?
Oh, what a friendly town this is. And so the search will go on for Mary, although Calvin seems to feel that the cab driver was, indeed, Mary Backstage. Sure, and join us tomorrow when we'll hear Greg say,
"Oh, that must be a lot of hogwash."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Word Tire speaking.